Today we're going to talk about Mechiras Yud Gimel. What is Mechiras Yud Gimel? I actually searched it online. Mechiras Yud Gimel in Hebrew. If you sometimes Google things in Hebrew, you get really nice halacha articles that come up. When it was like a Shaila and Tshuva in some Israeli newspaper or something, where someone asked about, should we be makbid about Mechiras Yud Gimel? Who should do Mechiras Yud Gimel? And the response was, I don't know what Mechiras Yud Gimel is. The person never heard of it. So let's give a little bit of background. What is this Mechiras Yud Gimel? And is this something that we should be opting for or not? So the background is, it's important to know what the Yisurim and requirements of Chametz are. The Gemara never talks about Mechiras Chametz. The Mishnayos never talk about Mechiras Chametz. The first source of Mechiras Chametz is in a Tosefta, that a person is stuck with Chametz in his house that he can sell it to a guy. In the Gemara, the assumption is that the way we get rid of Chametz is through Bittul. The Gemara says, Midaraisa Bebittul Bial Masagi, and also through Bedika Ubiur. Why do we do Bedika and then destroy the Chametz? According to Tosos, it's a Gezerah Shema Yaval Liachlo, that we're afraid that if you don't do Bedika and Biur, you might come to eat the Chametz. And even if you did Bedika and Biur, you still need to do Bittul, just in case you missed something. You might find a nice looking piece of Chametz that you missed when you did your Bedika and Biur, and you might come to eat it. So for that piece of Chametz, we do Bittul as well. The Ran explains that Midal Raisa, each one works. Whether you choose Bittul or whether you choose Bedika / Biur, Midar Raisa, either one would work. Midarabanan, we have to do both. So where did Mechiras Chametz come from? A couple hundred years ago, Jews in Europe were in the liquor business and getting rid of all of the liquor, getting rid of their entire business, destroying all of it every year was impossible. So they decided to rely on this Tosefta to sell their liquor to a guy. And that way, they will not own Chametz over Pesach, and it won't be a problem. So strictly speaking, they do Mechira, and that's it. Now, once we're doing Mechira, it causes certain complications. Because if you're doing Mechira, the way Bedik Ubiur is meant to work is that you search out every last bit of Chametz on your property, and you find it and destroy it. Well, if you're selling everything that's in your garage and everything that's in your pantry and everything that's anywhere that there's going to be chametz and everything that's in your house, what exactly are you searching for? Meaning, yeah, I know when I do bedikas chametz, if I really look for chametz on my premises, I will find a lot of chametz. And it won't bother me because I'm selling all of it. So what exactly is the interplay between bedika biur and mechira? So it's interesting, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tav Lamed Vav, Sivkat and Lamed Beis writes, Uleinyan imuchuyav livdok belel yodalit hachadorim shebedayato lemachral lemachral lenachri imachamit shalahem. When you are doing bedika, do you have to check those places, those rooms that are going to be totally closed off? Let's say you have a basement, you have a garage, you have something that gets totally closed off, and that entire area gets sold to a guy, all the chametz in it gets sold to a guy. Do you have to check that for chametz? Because the sale didn't happen yet, and right now it's all your chametz. Says Mishmur Yesh Deos Bein Achronim. It's Machlokas Achronim. Shedas HaMekor Chayim HaChayodam Shetzorich LeBadkan. Makar Chayim and Chayyadim say you have to check it because right now it's in your possession, and even if it gets sold, the guy does not yet have access to it. You're the one with access to it right now. However, the Tshuvas Binyan Olam in Simul Chaf disagrees, and he holds that no, you don't need to do Bedika because the very fact that you're selling it the next day to the guy is going to be your kiyum of Tashbisu. How do you destroy the Chametz? You destroy it by getting it out of your possession by selling it to a guy. And he says it's lo gara, this should be no worse than chametz that you leave over to have for breakfast the next morning. I mean, you know that you want to have a bowl of Cheerios the next morning for breakfast and Erev Pesach, which is totally fine. So do you have to search it out and destroy it all? No, you can leave over that bowl of Cheerios for the next morning. So over here also, if at the time of the Bedika you know that you have a way to take care of all of that chametz in that room, so you don't have to worry about it at the time of the bedika. And he says, "V'chein b'tshuvas chsam sover simen kuf lamed alef daito lahakel." Chsam sover also is mekel, but he adds a qualification: kisha mekayei mitzvah bedika b'shar chadarim. When you are at least doing the mitzvah bedika in the other rooms that you're not selling to the guy, where you're not putting away all your chametz. V'chein b'sefer yeshal Avram kasam b'mistaver lahakel. And the Eshel Ramos says that it's mistaver to be mekil v'chein pashra minag. Had the Mishabura ended right there, it would be no problem. We'd have everything solved. When you're going to sell your chametz on Erev Pesach, what you should do is do a regular bedika for all places that you are going to have access to over Pesach, and the places that are going to be closed off, where you're totally selling to a guy, no need for bedika whatsoever. But then the Mishnah Berurah goes one step further. He says, ach. Well, he says, first you have to be careful at the time of the mechira that you're selling everything, all the chametz in there, meaning not just the itemized list, because in case there are any crumbs in there or anything else, you're selling everything. But then he says, even though really the din is that we're mekil, and that you don't have to do bedikah on that area, and I can't argue with anyone who's going to be mekil, hamocher b'yom yud gimel shapir ad tfei. He just like throws it in there. If you sell it on the 13th, then that would be even better, because then it's all sold already beforehand, and then of course you don't have to do bedikah in that year. I mean, if you already sold your garage before the Zman bedikah, so of course you're not going to have to do bedikah on the garage. It's not even yours anymore. It already belongs to the guy. There's no svara to have to do bedikah on the garage at that point in time. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah just like sneaks in there. So the Mishnah Berurah sneaks in, you know, it's like people say, if the issue of steel were not a mefurish issue in the Torah, it was a yesh lahachmir and the ulai yesh lahachmir in the Mishnah Berurah, maybe people would be more makbid about it. So that causes everyone to jump. Oh, the Mishnah Berurah says better to do it on Yud Gimel. Mechiras Yud Gimel, Mechiras Yud Gimel. So people jump on the idea of maybe we should do a Mechiras Yud Gimel to avoid this issue. Now, on the one hand, it works, l'chora, but on the other hand, there may be some drawbacks to doing a Mechiras Yud Gimel. Rav Sternbach, in a tshuva, in Tshuvas V'Hanhagos, Chelek Beis Simen Reishchav, says that he used to do a Mechiras Yud Gimel, and he said that then he started thinking about it a little more, and he thought of two potential issues. First of all, if you do a Mechiras Yud Gimel, and then people actually do Bedikas Chametz that night, it could be it's a bracha levatala, because whatever chametz they're finding isn't theirs anyway. So they're going to say a bracha and bedika, and all the chametz has already been sold. So the eitzah that they suggest is, so leave something out of the sale. Sell everything on your gimel except for the 10 pieces of bread or whatever, except for something, and leave, or a room, a specific room that you're going to leave out of the sale. Leave something out of the sale. His other concern was that if you do Mechiras Yud Gimel, you may be mafkia the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz. It's going to totally uproot the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz. And why should we uproot such a mitzvah? He says, you know, the Shulchan Aruch says in Tav Lamed Vav that he writes that what does he quote? That you shouldn't uproot the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz. So Bedikas Chametz should not be viewed as just a practical way to get rid of the Chametz, but it's a mitzvah, it's a positive mitzvah that a person is supposed to do. So if we're going to come up with a way to totally get rid of the mitzvah, that's not a good thing. That's not a good idea. Then Rav Shlomo goes on to say, well, wait a second. Maybe it depends on what the reason for Bedika is. If the concern is Shami Yavala Achlo, so then you have that concern. Even if you sold it already, but it's in your reshus, you still have a concern of Shami Yavala Achlo. So the reason for bedikah still stands, so your bedikah is still a mitzvah, so you can still make a bracha and all the problems are solved. But if the concern is that you're going to violate Bali Rab Bali Matzeh, like Rashi and the Ran say, that's the whole purpose of bedikah and beer, well, you've already taken care of your Bali Rab Bali Matzeh, you don't own the chametz. The chametz is all the guy's chametz ready, and then I do have my concerns that it might be a bracha levatala, and that we might be mevatel the mitzvah of bedikas chametz. And he says, nah, maybe even according to Rashi and the Ran, that the main purpose of bedikas is to not violate Bali Rab Bali Matzeh, but everyone agrees that it's also to resolve the issue of Shami Yavala Achlo. So maybe just the fact that it's going to help us resolve the issue of Shami Yavala Achlo, that's enough that we're allowed to make a bracha, and that it's not called the bittul mitzvah of bedikas chametz. And he says, a smach l'dvarenu, a partial raya to this, is what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Tav Lamed Gimel Sif Yud, that bate kenesios u'bate medrashos strichen bedika, m'nei sh'atinokos machnisim em chametz. We do bedika in shuls, because children bring chametz there. And the Mishbura says, we say a brach on that bedika. Well, wait a second. According to Rashi and the Ran, the whole purpose of bedika is to avoid violating Bali Rabbi Matzeh. I don't own that chametz. Why would I say a brach on that bedika? Elamai, even according to Rashi and the Ran, that it's primarily so that you don't come to violate Bali Rav Yimatze, there's also a Shami Yavalachlo element. And that Shami Yavalachlo element is enough reason to make a bracha on the Bedika. Great, so Bedikas Yud Gimel might be a reasonable Chumrah, and it may not, normally when there's a Chumrah, it's being Makel somewhere else, it may not even be a Kula somewhere else, because maybe you could still do a Bedika, you could still make a Bracha on the Bedika, maybe. Certainly if you decide to leave something out of the Mechira, you could then do a proper Bedika. Now, the issue of Bedikas Yud Gimel took on sort of a life on its own, Mechiras Yud Gimel rather, took on a life of its own when people realized, well, wait a second, if the Mishnah Berurah says that it's best to do a Mechiras Yud Gimel on one room in your house that you're going to be selling to the guy and that's going to have all the chametz, Mishnah Berurah could never have fathomed this, but what about nowadays where thousands and thousands of Jews go away to a hotel or to family for the entire Pesach, are not going to be in their homes at all in Pesach, and what are they going to do? They're going to sell everything. So if they're going to sell everything, if Mishnah Berurah says you could do Mechiras Yud Gimel, and therefore not have to do Bedika on the room that you're selling, so maybe you could do Mechiras Yud Gimel on your entire house, and not have to do Bedika on your entire house. The practice was always that people would do Bedika, if they're leaving an Erev Yontif, they would do Bedika with a bracha on the night before, and if they're leaving before Erev Yontif, they would do Bedika without a bracha the night before that. Maybe you can avoid the whole thing. Don't do Bedika. You're doing a Mechira. And it's not only you did a Mechira Yud Gimel, because remember, the Mishnah Berurah Paskin, the Meikar Adin, in a regular Mechira, anything you plan on selling, you don't, any room you plan on selling, you don't have to do a Mechira. Now the truth is, we sell all of our chametz, but we still do a bedikas chametz on the rooms that we don't plan on closing off, because there's a separate halacha that you're not allowed to have chametz accessible to you on Pesach. You need a mechitza sasara. You need to build a mechitza. So you need to find whatever chametz in order to build a mechitza of asara tzvachim. But not if I'm not home. If I'm not home, the whole place is going to be closed off. I don't need to do a bedika to build any mechitzas. The walls of my house are the mechitzas. No one's going in my house the whole time. So forget about Mechiras, even with Mechiras Yud Dalet, forgetting Mechiras Yud Gimel. Maybe you can avoid the entire necessity for Bedika altogether. So the problem with that is, like Rav Shurmach said, that if you understand the Bedika Schametz is not just a practical necessity, but it's a mitzvah, and you're not supposed to uproot a mitzvah, so then it could be questionable whether that's an appropriate thing to do. So what they recommend, what the Poskim recommend as a proper chumrah, if someone is going to leave for the entire Pesach, and again, this is only if one is leaving for the entire Pesach, is to leave out one room from the Mechira. To exclude one room from the Mechira. And that way, they could still do mitzvahs bedika l'chaladeos on that one room. We recommend that that room not be the kitchen. It shouldn't be a room where there's a lot of chametz, because you don't want to risk not finding something. So take a room like one of the bedrooms or something where there isn't all that much chametz to begin with, and then you could do a proper bedikah if you're home lel yadalid with a bracha, if you're not home lel yadalid without a bracha, and do a mitzvah bedikah, and that's what they recommend for someone who's away for the entire Pesach. Obviously, if you're home for Pesach, you don't have to do bedikah on those areas that you're going to be selling, but you still do bedikah on the other areas of the house.